Good morning. For New England Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Healy. Last Friday, House and Senate leaders voted on a compromise version of Massachusetts' budget that reduces spending by about $600 million in the new fiscal year. Now that the budget has been passed along to the governor's desk, as House Speaker Bob DeLeo ordered, will the talk now be allowed to shift back to marijuana? To find out, as we do most Mondays, we turn to State House News Service reporter Matt Murphy.
I think it depends on who you ask, but certainly after the speaker suspended the pot talks late last week because he wanted to focus on getting a budget deal done, that budget deal did come to fruition less than 2 days later for a vote last Friday. So they are now refocusing back on pot and trying to get this bill done. The conferees, the lawmakers negotiating a final deal on marijuana began to meet again last Friday, and they are still working through some of those issues, namely taxes and the question of local control over siting of retail marijuana shops have been two of the major flashpoints in the talks.
Now, they missed a self-imposed deadline, but they didn't miss any larger deadlines is going to set them back in the long run, have they?
No, and really the June 30th deadline that they set for themselves to get a bill to Governor Baker was a self-imposed deadline. They've spent a lot of time as they work through these issues talking with other states that do have legal marijuana, and what they had heard was that it would take about a year to get any regulatory authority up and running and start licensing pot shops. So with the target date already 6 months delayed of July 2018 to start licensing retail shops, they wanted to have that full year in place. But, you know, assuming that maybe if they can get this done in the near future, it will be roughly along that timeline.
This week, we will hear from the Governor's Council as they'll have confirmation hearings on Governor Charlie Baker's latest pick for the state's highest court, as Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court Justice Geraldine Hines will be retiring next month. How likely is it that Scott Kafker's confirmation hearing will be completely uneventful?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it'll be interesting to see what kind of questions the Governor's Council has for him, but what makes this particularly noteworthy is that Scott Kafker has already gone through this process with almost the same counsel, a new face maybe there, but he was nominated previously by Governor Baker to become the Chief Justice of the Appeals Court and confirmed by this council. He's now going back before them as the governor's fifth pick, which is really, you know, fairly unprecedented in recent times for the governor to have so many nominees on the state's top court. But he's going back before the same council for this job on the SJC. And, you know, given the 7-1 vote the last time, it's hard to see him running into much opposition this time around. But you never know.
So are these judge picks really as controversial here at the state level as they are nationally? I mean, just scaled down. Is there ever any pushback here at the state level?
You know, you get some questions, certainly around some gun rights issues and other topics, but nothing on the scale that you see with the Supreme Court at the national level and some of those precedential rulings that people really worry about being in jeopardy, such as Roe v. Wade. A lot of that stuff, even conservative judges or more liberal judges, if you can define them in Massachusetts, acknowledge that some of those things are settled law or decided by that federal court, and then they're not about to challenge it. So you don't really see the same sort of tension boil up when these picks come about.
Speaking of gun advocates and pushback, this week Governor Baker announced the appointment of an avid sportsman and gun advocate from Templeton as the new commissioner of Fish and Game. There was pushback. What does this fisheries and wildlife position represent to gun rights supporters?
Yeah, I mean, George Peterson, longtime lawmaker and the governor's first pick to head the Department of Fish and Game, retiring, and the governor did turn to someone who is the president of the local chapter of the NRA, and this drew some pushback from notably Newton Mayor Seti Warren, who was running for governor, and tried to point to this as evidence that the governor was moving to the right and not maybe as moderate as some independents and Republicans in Massachusetts would want voters to believe. Whether or not that sticks, you know, the governor has a record, including his new labor secretary, who's actually a progressive Democrat that he picked, so he's tried to balance his record, and certainly his new Fish and Game commissioner is someone with, you know, the resume of an outdoorsman and active in that community, so he kind of fits the bill for that position, but certainly his association with Goal and the local NRA chapter has become a bit of a talking point.
That's State House News Service reporter Matt Murphy. Matt, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And I'm Carrie Healy. You're listening to Morning Edition on New England Public Radio.